Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning, and please take note of all the announcements in the back to see what's going on. Have just a couple of things to highlight. One is that next weekend on Sunday, right after church, there will be an acolyte training class, and that's for all students who are third grade or older who would like to be acolytes, so please stay after the worship service next Sunday. And then also, too, just want to let you know that the complete Lenten schedule is in your bulletin this morning. There's a page in the back that lists out all the worship services and the schedule for that. All right, Pam, you got an announcement?
Good morning. So our first Lenten soup and sandwich service is going to be held here at St. Paul. And so there is a sign up for sandwiches, the soup, and cornbread or bread, if you would like to provide that for the meal. And the sign-up is in the narthex, the annex, and then in the fellowship hall. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Do you have one, Lori?
Good morning. Next Sunday, March the 2nd, we're going to have an outdoor movie night. So it's for everybody. If the weather is permitting, which for me means it's not raining, but of course I'll be nice, and if it's freezing, we'll come inside. But otherwise, we're going to be outside back here where the volleyball net is, and bring your blankets. If you're too old to get up off the ground anymore, bring your chairs. It's going to be fun. We're going to have corn dogs and candy and popcorn and all the good stuff that goes with movies. Also, FFF. This coming Wednesday will be our last actual FFF meal and everything in the basement. We will not have FFF on Ash Wednesday. And then the following Lenten, when we are moving around, we will be walking like we did last year. So if you'd like to join us, please meet us in the parking lot over here, and we will walk to our different locations. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Any other announcements? Anybody else? Not then, I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, Lead On, O King Eternal. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
In the Word was life.
And the life was the light of all people.
The Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory, the glorious
truth. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
Pray.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Look to the
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Everything old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new.
God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord grant us pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all our sins.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. God of compassion, keep before us the love you have revealed in your Son, who prayed even for his enemies. In our words and deeds, help us to be like him through whom we pray, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Sing the hymn, "Will You Let Me Be Your Servant?" You may be seated.
Genesis chapter 45. I start with verse 3. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all of his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. The word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 37. We will read responsively. Do not fret yourselves because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his riches. Commit your way to the Lord and put your trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Refrain from anger, leave rage alone. Do not fret yourselves, it leads only to evil. In a little while the wicked shall be no more. You shall search out their place, and they will not be there. But the deliverance of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The second lesson is a reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Fool, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. As for what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a physical body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, but I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, Do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up and have a seat. How's everybody doing today? Been all right. It's a little warmer today, at least. It's been pretty cold lately. Here they come. All right, guys, come on up and have a seat. Well, the first thing I want to do today is tell you that the gospel lesson is tough. It's got a lot of stuff that in it that makes it really hard. And I got two stories to tell about that, but before I do, I want you to check something out here. Okay, let me see if I can get it open here. Let's try this one, maybe it'll work a little better. I want you to kind of just take a real quick whiff of this and see what you think, okay? All right, I'll hold it open for you and just take just a little sniff. You should see the eyes up here right now.
Go sniff.
They're going. You know why? What is it? I got vinegar in here. All right, I'm going to close this one up and we'll keep it right here. Now I'll tell you the stories. When I worked at a church a while ago, Pastor and I were sitting in the office and we were talking about getting people for a real important committee for the church. And in walks one of the members. And it was a lady. And we said, oh, she would be great. So the pastor says, would you consider being on this committee? And she said, I don't know. Who's on it? And so he started naming the people that we've already asked. And he got about halfway through the list, and she said, nope, stop right there. I will not serve on that committee. Pastor goes, why? Says, you just named somebody that I've got a big problem with. Really? Why? Oh, I don't remember. Well, how long ago was it? Well, it was before you. Oh, well, the pastor had been there 6 years. Okay, well, then, hold it a minute. That was the pastor before me. No, it was the one before that. Well, that added up to almost 20 years at that point. And she said, yeah, as a matter of fact, she comes in and sits on that side of the congregation. I'm going to sit on that side. Imagine that. She was so upset with that person that she wouldn't even sit on the same side. Story number two, same church. This gospel lesson came up one Sunday that I had to preach. And one of the ladies is sitting in the council, and she sat there and did the devotional, and she says, I had a problem with a person in the church, and then I heard this sermon and this lesson, and I went to that person, and we talked, and guess what? Now we're good friends again. And it felt like a big boulder had been lifted off. So there's two different stories, aren't there? One, that they're so mad at each other, they don't even remember what it was. But it was kind of like this. And it was something ugly and smelly, and it just kind of sat there. And you know what? It could break open again, and then it gets smelly again. And something else is, you smelled it like that, but if I was to break this bag open and just put it right here, all of a sudden it'd start to smell over there, and smell over there, and you would all start to be involved in it. That's kind of what these things do. Forgiveness is hard. That lady said it took a lot of effort to make go and talk to that person. But if somebody doesn't take this and throw it in the trash, it's still sitting here, and it can still break open and smell. In the gospel, it says, do a very important thing called the golden rule. It says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, if you don't want somebody to be ugly to you, don't be ugly to them. And take the effort to take the ugliness and take it and throw it in the trash. Because it'll be like a big rock burden lifted off your back like that lady. And hopefully, everybody will be able to sit where they want to and not have to worry about sitting where somebody else isn't. Okay? So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words about forgiveness. Help us to remember that it's not an easy thing to do. But if we don't do it, things will still remain. And things will keep us apart and maybe even keep us from doing your will. Be with us and help us to do unto others as they would do unto us. And to forgive people. Amen. Thank you.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This scripture reading that we read from Luke's gospel is probably one of the most powerful scripture passages as far as us living here on this earth. But at the same time, it's also one of the most difficult things for us to follow along. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense because it doesn't follow what we have learned throughout life. Life lessons do not teach us this thing that's here in the gospel. It just doesn't make sense to us. I mean, listen to it again. Love your enemies. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, isn't the whole idea of having enemies is so that you don't have to like them, so that you can hate them, so that you can be mad at them? Isn't that what an enemy is? Is somebody that butts heads with you? Or do good to those who hate you? Why would you do good to somebody who hates you? What good does that do? Bless those who curse you. When somebody's cursing you, do you want to say thank you and may you have a nice day? Do you want to bless them after they've just chewed you out? Pray for those who abuse you. Prayer may be, well, I hope a stone falls on their head. Why would we want to pray good for somebody who is hurting us and abusing us? If anyone strikes you on the cheek, what do you want to do? You want to turn around and slap them just as hard, or maybe even harder. But here it says, offer the other cheek. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. If somebody takes something away from you, what do you want? You want it back. You're going to take it back. You're going to get it back no matter what you want. You're not going to offer them something else. You're not going to give them something else and say, here, you had my coat. Why don't I take my shirt as well then too? This just doesn't make sense. It doesn't sound like it's reasonable for any of us. We grow up we live in a time where we look as the strong people who are able to retaliate, who won't stand up for things being done against them. They get back, they get even, they hold score. They stand up and they fight. They retaliate. They hold on to their own. And that's what we look at for strong people. You know, they're not going to stand for this kind of stuff. But here it seems completely different from that whole idea. That whole idea of stand up and take care of business. Do it. We're taught to retaliate. We're taught to hold on to our own, to stand up. And that's the people that we admire that can do those kind of things. You know, Jesus, when he first spoke these words, In that day and time, again, it was that same mentality that we have today. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If somebody pokes out your eye, well, you got the right to poke their eye out. If somebody clobbers you in the mouth, then you got the right to clobber somebody else in the mouth and knock out their tooth. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You can do it right back to them if they have done it to you. And that's what the people in that day and time were used to. Do it right back to them. So I imagine these words, when Jesus spoke them for the first time, when they heard these words for the very first time, was a shock. What in the world is Jesus saying here? And I think maybe that was part of the attraction, why he had such large crowds following him. You never knew what he was going to say next. But he said it in a way that even though it didn't make sense, it still made sense. You know, as we start to look at this, at these things of what to do, or how to handle life situations when we're in those things, in a sense, it makes sense to us. Again, you know, we look at the strong person as the one who will stand up, who will fight back, who will be aggressive. This golden rule that we read here today, do unto others as you want, as you would have them do unto you, is changed in our time to do unto others before they do unto us. And so that's our attitude. But here, this is completely different in our lesson today. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus spoke these words to a crowd that had never heard anything like this before. Oh yeah, in the Old Testament, there are stories of forgiveness. I mean, we just read a wonderful story out of Genesis this morning as well, then too, of Joseph forgiving his brothers. His brothers sold him into slavery into Egypt. I mean, and Joseph became the second most powerful person in Egypt. He could have done anything in the world to his brothers. But what he did is he forgave them. And what a wonderful story it ended up. It was through God's plan that Joseph was able to do that and save the Hebrew people. And here in this story then too, you know, we look at the strong person, but I say that is not the strong person who wants to retaliate, who wants to fight back. Rather instead, to follow what it says. Do good to those who hate you. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, I'll offer the others also. Now, these aren't passive things. This isn't just being passive. This is not just sitting back and taking it. It's not just hoping that all these bad things will go away. These are action things that Jesus is telling us to do. He's saying, take action. If you have enemies, take care of it. And how do you take care of it? You love your enemies. Boy, I tell you what, that'll throw them off their feet. If their enemy is trying to do bad things to you, and instead you show them love, that's going to throw them off their feet. Or do good to those who hate you. If somebody hates you and is shouting at you and doing everything else and holding that grudge against you, and you're nice to them, what's that do for them? You know, I think a lot of this stuff, a lot of the animosity that we do see in this world is because of fear. We are afraid of other people. And so we think we have to protect ourselves. We have to strike out after them. We have to hurt them. We have to knock them down. We have to curse them. Because that's the only way to handle our enemies, is to hurt them. But when we do these things, these are action things. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. This is doing something. It's not being passive. It's not just being a floor mat. We are doing something active. If somebody strikes you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. Tell you what, to do these things, to turn the other cheek, is not acting in fear. That's acting in strength, to be able to do that, to be able to do those things. These are action things. These are not passive things. This is saying that God's love is more important than your hate. God's love, God's blessings are much stronger than your curses. Christ calls us to follow him. Jesus did these things. We think about his ministry as how he wandered around the countryside, how people came to him and he healed them. He made them well. He cast out the demons. These are action things. He took action in the evil in the world. I wouldn't consider Jesus weak. He lived this life. He may have been seen weak at the time of his arrest because he didn't fight back. Or he may have been seen as weak because when he was on trial, because he did not offer testimony to get himself released. He may have looked weak to the world, but I tell you what, it takes a lot of strength. It takes a strong person to be able to do these things, because these are not passive things. These are active things to show that love of God. Christ calls us into action. And like I said, this passage is a wonderful passage, but at the same time, it's a very difficult passage for us because it seems to go counter to everything that we have learned in this life. And our first reactions, and when we react out of fear, is to lash back out. It takes a strong person to be able to follow Christ. Nobody ever said Christianity was easy. It is difficult at times. But Christ calls us to take up our cross and follow him. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn, I Love to Tell the Story. Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
We believe in him, our heart is sealed with the promise of the Spirit.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us draw near to the light of Christ, offering prayer and supplication on behalf of the church, the world, and one another. Loving Father, forgiveness is the hardest thing we ever do, but refusing to forgive is worse. Thank you for the forgiveness that you have given to us in Jesus. Let it sink in and work deep within us. Although it is hard, teach us how to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. Restore us to yourself and to those who are separated from us, whether by their sins or by our own. Lord, in your mercy. Bless counselors, pastors, and others who help repair relationships and restore community. Equip them to listen deeply and speak wisely. Let them seek your will and model your love as they serve others. Lord, in your mercy. Give rulers of nations and everyone in positions of authority a love for justice tempered with mercy. Remind us all that revenge may destroy both parties. Strict justice may divide, not build up communities. Teach us that mercy and forgiveness, though difficult, can bring healing and reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy. Restore the faith and health of all who are burdened by suffering of body, mind, or spirit. Give them the joy of your saving help, and restore them to fellowship with all who love them. We remember in our prayers today Joyce Lomprick, Norma Barba, Barbara Miller, Joe Barnes, Alberto Jimenez Jr., Rosa Harton, Catherine Glore, Lynn Magura, Olivia Wilkerson. We ask, Lord, that you may send favorable weather, and we also pray for the family of Johnny Bednarz. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we commend our beloved dead into your care, trusting your promise of mercy. Keep us, we pray, in your care as well. Help us bring your mercy to those who are lost, broken, estranged, or despairing. Sustain us with your grace. We know it's won for us in the death and resurrection of Jesus and given to us by the Holy Spirit. Reconcile us to yourself and to each other. Welcome us into your kingdom and reunite us with all your people. There, let us praise your goodness forever and ever. Lord, in your mercy. For all these things, dear Father, and for whatever else you desire for us in your wisdom and compassion, we pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior, Lord, and King. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Please rise. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the blessing we sing, the benediction to the tune of Edelweiss. Our closing hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.